Thursday, friends. Today, I wanted to talk about how businesses are responding to the threat of having to raise prices due to tariffs. And they've taken some different response, which has told us a little bit about the way consumer behavior is trending. For one thing, consumers have slacked off on their purchase of luxury goods as opposed to recent years. And instead, that client base is looking towards the so-called affordable luxury customers, which they give you high quality and the price point is a little bit less than what your European counterparts are, the luxury houses. So those companies have reached out to customers and said, you know what, we're sorry, we hate to do this. We may have to raise our prices in order to continue to bring you the high quality that you we are known for and that you come to us for, and we hope you'll continue to do business with us. Seemingly, those customers are more inelastic. They're willing to, they have brand loyalty. They're willing to continue to come there despite any raises in prices. Whereas the lower priced end of the spectrum, they are saying, nope, we are committed to keeping those low prices. We want to keep your business, and by golly, we're going to fight this battle together. And what that's telling me, those customers are more elastic. They're not willing to pay the higher prices for whatever reason. And if that company raises their prices, then they'll go down to the street to the one, they'll leave it and go to the one who has not done so, which makes you wonder how much those companies are really making off of their low price goods. That's not just true for fashion and for goods. It's also true for restaurants. People have noticed that at McDonald's, with raising prices, they're paying more for less value, whereas restaurants like Chili's have capitalized on that to improve the quality and put together some deals, and their sales have gone up 30% as a result of that. So McDonald's kind of exemplifies that trend, that if you are considerably a low-cost option, you raise your prices, your customers aren't going to stand for it, and they're going to go somewhere else who will give them the value they're used to. So I guess what you can take from this is that everybody's looking for value. They're just trying to fit it into their own budget concerns and everything like that. So I suppose what they're doing, because tomorrow is Friday, they're using their common sense. Let's go use ours. Get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find. Get my fair share of abuse. Singing words gonna vent our frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50 amp